All right, our next presenter is Jeff Ramsey, and the title of this presentation is Impact of Three-Cornered Alfalfa Hopper Feeding in Seedling Cotton.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeff Ramsey. I'm a first-year master's student at Mississippi State under Dr. Angus Catchott and Dr. Fred Musser. Today I'm going to talk about the impact of three-cornered alfalfa hopper Spicistylus festinus feeding in seedling cotton. The three-cornered alfalfa hopper Spicistylus festinus is in the order Hemiptera as well as the family Membraceae. What I have here, these two pictures show an adult male and an adult female. The way you identify the two is by the red marking on the male, and the female does not have that marking at all. These two pictures right here show three-cornered alfalfa hopper nymphs. The one on the right is an actual nymph, and you kind of distinguish it between the adult by the spines going down its back. The one on the right is an exoskeleton of a three-cornered alfalfa hopper nymph. The primary distribution for three-cornered alfalfa hoppers is in the southeast United States and southwestern United States. They can be found as far north as Canada and as far west as California. The primary host plants for three-corners are clover, vetch, soybeans, Bermuda grass, and Johnson grass, as well as cotton, as well as other legumes. The life cycle of a three-cornered alfalfa hopper, as this picture illustrates, proceeds from an egg through five nymphal instars all the way to an adult. They have at least two generations per year, but it has been recorded that they have up to three to four as well. This picture right here shows injury to cotton. As you can see the healthy cotton plant, seedling cotton plants on the left compared to the droopy-looking seedling cotton plant on the right. For those that are not really familiar with three-cornered alfalfa hopper damage in cotton, what they look like is they're going to be stunted. Leaf veins will turn dark red, and the leaves take on a red to orange appearance. Other than the droopy leaves that you really notice the plants when scouting fields, they will usually have a girdle on the main stem, and this is usually right below the cotyledon. And what this does, this is the main way to identify three-cornered alfalfa hopper damage, and what this is they'll girdle the entire stem, and what this does is they block all the nutrients from the phloem coming down the main stem, and this will be a buildup of sugar right above this girdle, and they will primarily feed in this location on the main stem. Injury from three-cornered alfalfa hoppers also can cause the plant to bend over and break, or can kill the plant outright. When it comes to soybeans and three corners, the plants typically overcome this and continue to grow. And here's just an up close picture of what injury looks like. You've got the droopy looking leaves, as well as the girdle on the main stem and the red colored leaves. And what I have here in this picture shows girdles on five different seedling cotton plants. This is typically what you look for when looking for three-cornered alfalfa hoppers. The justification for this research: damage to seedling cotton can be severe in some areas. There actually is no threshold right now in cotton, and there is very little data that does exist on this. Dr. Angus Catchott reported in the Mississippi crop situation what he would recommend for treating cotton, and he would treat at cotton five nodes or less when you can visually see one three-cornered alfalfa hopper every 2 to 3 row foot, or 10 per 25 sweeps. Another problem with cotton and three corners is they're very difficult to scout for. When you're usually looking for three corners, you're usually seeing the damage that has already been done. An injury is often worse in reduced or minimum till fields. The objectives of this research was to determine if three corners have an impact on cotton yield, and potentially use this data to develop a threshold for three-cornered alfalfa hoppers. So how we went about this research: we had two locations, one in Starkville, Mississippi at our research station there, and our research station in Brooksville, Mississippi. We scouted cotton fields looking for a damaged plant at the three-leaf stage, and what we did when we found a damaged plant, we identified it with a yellow flag, and to have a paired observation, we identified undamaged plants with a blue flag that was usually in front of the damaged plant or right behind it, and at most it was three plants away. For our Starkville location, we had a total of 88 damaged plants, and for our Brooksville location, we had 100 damaged plants. And after we identified each damaged and undamaged plant with a yellow and blue flag, we measured the height from the damaged plant and the undamaged plant, as well as we did node counts every 2 weeks. After the cotton was defoliated, each plant was cut off at ground level, and lint was hand harvested to determine yield per plant. Yield per acre was determined based on the stand counts taken at the fourth node. And here's the actual picture at our Brooksville location showing you how that looked. You can see the yellow flags marking the damaged plants and the blue flags marking the undamaged plants. What these data show is the number of nodes on your y-axis and the different dates at which we took this information on the x-axis for the damaged and undamaged plants. As you can see, the undamaged plants had a consistently higher number of nodes compared to the undamaged plants at both our Starkville and Brooksville location. What these data shows is our height in inches that we took from each location from Starkville and Brooksville, taken all throughout the growing season. And again, you can tell the significance in the damaged plants by height compared to the undamaged plants throughout the entire growing season. Seed cotton yield, we had a 50% yield reduction in our damaged plants compared to the undamaged plants, which almost produced 6,000 pounds of seed cotton per acre compared to the damaged plants, which produced a little less than 3,000 pounds per acre. This shows the relationship between three-cornered alfalfa hopper damage and yield. You have the pounds per acre on your y-axis, and you have the x-axis shows percent damaged plants per acre. You can tell that throughout, as the percent increased, your pounds per acre went down by 25 pounds, and all the way up to 50%, you can see we lost 250 pounds per acre in the damaged plants. Some of the conclusions: damaged plants only produce 50% of the yield of undamaged plants, and assuming a yield of 1,000 pounds, an acre of cotton is worth 80 cents a pound, and control cost is of $8 an acre, the economic injury level for three-cornered alfalfa hopper damaged plants would be 2%. Another assumption that we have not tested yet is that neighboring cotton plants do not compensate for three-cornered alfalfa hopper plant injury. And just to reiterate some of this stuff, we've only done 1 year of data for both the Starkville location and the Brooksville location, so we need more data before making any definite conclusions on this research. With that, I'd like to make some acknowledgments. I'd like to thank my advisors, as well as my graduate students, and especially the summer and student workers that were valuable in collecting this information. And with that, I'll take questions.
Come on, folks, we got plenty of time. John?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you were noting the red color that's distinctive of the infestation. Has remote sensing been used to make an assessment of infestation by the three-cornered
No, sir. Not that I know of, actually. The only body that any person that's actually done research in cotton on three-cornered alfalfa hoppers is actually this, what I did this summer right now, so we're the first to do it right now. Yes, sir.
I may have been busy jotting notes and didn't catch this, but did you specify if there is a difference between adults and nymphs in the level of damage they can contribute?
I did not. In cotton, what we did was primarily only adults. In soybeans, actually, the fourth nymphal instar is the most damaging, but we have not tested that in seedling cotton yet.
Any other questions? Can you go back to one of your slides where you're showing the node counts? Something caught my eye. So, you know, when you go from undamaged from June 12th to 25th to 9th, how do you go back in node counts from 7.6 to 7.3? What's going on?
I'm not really sure
what's going on there as you're going in time.
Right, you would think
your
it would.
Your node counts are actually going
right.
down. So,
yes, sir.
In fact, that happens with your damaged as well. So, just curious. That caught my eye when I saw that.
Yes, sir.
You should probably be two nodes right. further along instead of going down. Any explanation as to what went on there?
No, sir. I have no explanation for that. Okay.
Any other questions?
Are you looking at the implant?
Yes, sir. For each location, we did the total node counts for each. We knew the number amount of cotton plants that were damaged on each row, as well as the number of undamaged plants, and we took these measurements. These are a grouping of all the total node counts for our Brooksville and Starkville location right now.
Got time for another question?